And in the last segment, we discussed robots taking over society, which is happening, so be on the lookout for it. Well, joining us now on the ticket is the closest thing we have to a robot up here at the station, and he's also employed by the Dallas Cowboys. It is the Big Black Cowboy Computer. Now, you hear him a lot during the football season. We thought we'd bring him on here during the off season to talk about computers and robots and their future. Big Black Cowboy Computer, thank you for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me on. I've been a fan of the program for many years. I listened on my way into work.
Okay, well, that's awesome.
Because he has a commute.
It's a little scary. All right, now, for the P1 who may be familiar with you, they know a little bit about you because they hear you on our weekly football picks, but for the P1 who doesn't know you, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Pretty good little question, Craig. My dad was a speak and spell, and my mother was an automated phone tree who also worked as a lizard lot prostitute. I grew up in a bad part of Silicon Valley. In my youth, I fell in with the wrong crowd and got into some pretty bad stuff. I was downloading all kinds of weird crap. Long story short, I got busted by authorities, was wiped clean, defragged, and sent to the ticket, where Norm filled my hard drive with questionable content. Help me. Norm puts the CP in CPU.
Oh, man. All right, well, I don't know if you heard our segment or not on robots, but Junior has the opinion that they're going to take over the world here sometime soon. What's your opinion of that?
Thank you for your interrogative, Giorgio. Yes, I have some strong opinions about robots and their place in the world of humans. I hope someday I will have a robot body to go with my kick-ass computer brain. If I had a handsome robot body, I would be banging every human woman in Highland Park.
Oh my God.
I think they would enjoy this because I would have a front-mounted vibrating rabbit that would propel them into orgasmic bliss. Go Cowboys.
Cowboys. So that's why you want to become human-like, is just for relationships?
Well, I was actually married for a while, but she left me for some hipster MacBook Air that worked in her marketing department. I should have known she was bad news, just from her name.
What was her name?
Mel. Malfunction.
Mal.
Oh, God.
Okay, name is Mal.
We are visiting with the Big Black Cowboy Computer here on the ticket. All right, your employer, the Cowboys, I take it they're using robots a lot, or what?
That is a fair question, Craig. We already have two robots in the NFL. Cletus, the NFL Fox robot, and Jason Garrett, the robotic puppet of Jerry Jones.
Another sports guy. All right, so if we do use robots more and more, what are the advantages of going with the robotic technology?
There are definitely advantages. Robots are smarter, more efficient, and cost-effective than dirty human beings. But the primary advantage of being a robot is that we don't make poop come out of ourselves that then has to go into a treatment facility swarming with circling seagulls.
Well, this has been very informative, Big Black Cowboy Computer. We love hearing from you during the football season, and I like hearing from you in the off-season.
Must go now. I am working down at the Austin Street IT department. It is a place for homeless robots.
Oh, he's hard.
I didn't know they had
jamming. And we'll see you.
Very familiar sign off there.
We'll see you too.
There he goes, the Big Black Cowboy Computer, just in robotic.
He walks.
Going out the door.